Welcome everybody, good morning. I hope you had already two wonderful days on the state of the map. It's a pleasure to introduce the first speaker on Monday, Frederic Rodrigo, who is the maintainer of Osmose for 10 years already, and he'll give an insight on what's happening on Osmose and a few technical insights.
Yeah,
the stage is yours.
Thank you, girl. Good morning, Har. Osmose QA, QA is a quality assurance, is a tool for checking and reporting issue of the data of OpenStreetMap. This talk is more focused on some point of this tool. It's not a general talk about it. Osmose is based on a website where you can see the issues. Is a map with pin. Each pin is a report of an issue, and you can show the detail of the issue, close, interact with it. The issue is produced by a set of analyzers. Analyzer are rules running on a server. The server are called backend. The backend has a as 20 servers running over the world, running in continuous to check every day full planet data split by country or sub area over the world. The analyzers are based on different kind of code, of rule. Some rules require to load the data in a database and run a spatial or topological geoquery. Some others are based on one object at a time and are in Python. There are just one object checks. We check the tags, and if tag alone or tag in combination with other tags are bad, we report an issue. And the last one in the middle is open data. Open data, there are comparison between the open data set and data in Osmose. We do some compilation and we report when missing or changing object. So that's the full view of what is Osmose QA. On this talk, I want to focus on two things, on the open data part and the mapillary with CloudSync, in fact, and the map CSS, which is a way to write checking rules. So, open data. Open data, we have a data set on data, open data portal around the world, everywhere. And with an analyzer, we can point an URL of a data set, and we can download and compare it to OSM. There is some kind to compare the data. The easy way is when there is an ID in the data set, a public stable ID in the data set, and we map it in OSM with some reference tag. So we can retrieve the same object and know there is the same object and we already have it. So it's okay. The, if we miss the reference, we can point on the latitude and longitude from the data set. There are missing something on OpenStreetMap. The opposite is true. We can have objects in OpenStreetMap with reference on only localization that are not in the open data data set. So we have a strange object, not referenced, because it's out of the scope of the open data, or because it was deleted, or anything else. When we do the junction between the open data and OpenStreetMap, by ref of only by proximity, we can also give an advice that is missing something, but from tag mapped from open data, we can also point there is only missing some tag or some tag to update, like there is a new attribute like wheelchair on some restaurant or on some bus stop, and we can just point where the new attribute is present. So the contributor have to focus on this place and first. On the right, you can see a list part of the website, and there is a lot of item and dataset referenced from now in Osmose. And in the middle is the detail of a pin. In this case, it's a new object missing in OpenStreetMap. It's not yet a new object. It's a proposed object with a list of tags resulting from mapping of open data columns to OpenStreetMap. Sometimes it's one-to-one, one column to one tag. Sometimes it's more complicated. You have to split or do some other thing to create the tag. Now we have mainly in France a lot of open data configured in Osmose. There is an example of the graph of pharmacy in France. There are two things. Using a map to display the missing pharmacy helps the contributor to integrate it, but even if the contributor are not using Osmose to add pharmacy, we monitor analysis after analysis the number of missing pharmacy. And so we can have a graph over the time of the remaining pharmacy to map. Here is an example of the configuration. It's a full configuration for an analyzer. There is no other thing. It's a small one, but it's a full and functional. To do the configuration, we first need to refer an URL where the data are. There is a name, but it's only for display. So we have the source, the attribution, and the date of the data. Since we use an URL, when the data set is updated, we get a new feature and we can report new results. Then we select the object we are interested to compare with OpenStreetMap. Here is only Node and Way, and the tag we are searching in this object. Then in this case there is not references, so we use only a distance conflation. And we are looking for basic rental close than 100 meters of the position of the data set. And where there is in this distance, we consider it's a match. Then we have a set of tags we produce from the data set and we suggest to the contributor to integrate in OpenStreetMap. So it's only some kind of configuration and it's easy to add. So I suggest everybody and one to support a new data set in Osmose to call to us or make pull request if possible. So the idea now is that Osmose QA do QA and open data help integration. The idea is to split the two to have two websites, one dedicated to pure OpenStreetMap data QA and one to the open data. As most of the open data are now in France, the website, the new open data website will be dedicated to France. And if possible, we want to help replicate this solution to other countries. So local people can add their own open data. So, what's about MapiLAWE in this? MapiLAWE detects object, traffic sign from a picture with AI. And so it's like an open data set. There is data somewhere on the web and we can compare it with OpenStreetMap. So we can compare where there is a traffic sign limit if there is an effect of this traffic sign on the max speed tag on the way. Same for object like a bench, light, traffic light. So what we got? We got issue point where photo had taken and object detected, which suggests to add tag. and we can have the source of Mapillary photo, and if we click it, we got the traffic sign detected, and we can check the content of the pictures. So, second part about MapCSS. MapCSS is at the start a styling language like for web, but dedicated to map. It used in some application like MapsMe or JSON to style the map. The idea here is to have a selector where your bridge is not known and apply some design style. The JSON starts using it to rewrite the rules of the validator. So most of the part of the validator of JSON has no right with rules like this. There are more easy to contribute on it. So we can write checking on one tag only, or one tag only, or multiple tag on same object, one object and multiple tag, or relation between tags. Here is traffic calming on highway, or even on area. Any parking tagged in another parking. So this last stretch is checking about issue on data. So the implementation of MapCSS validation, the first was with JSON, and now there is other implementation. There is a maps rules that can convert MapCSS to JSON, to GIS, and or other, and can use on ID or JSON. There is another implementation on Osmos that compile the MapCSS to Python code. Then we can run Python code as native checking. Onosmos is only a partial implementation, as we only implement one object at a time. So the first two worlds are supported, not the last, because the first two are simply checking one object, and the second requires to compile MapCSS to SQL. So it's a bit complicated. So, as we can support MapCSS in Osmos, we are now able to run a large part of JSON validator in Osmos. And so the issue around the world, and not only on the part where you are working and editing data. So, the last part of the Osmos validation is all the report from the JSON validator directly on the web for the world planet. So there is some difference between what JSON report and Osmos report, mainly based on JSON report error warning and other information. In fact, Osmos is not based on the same classification of issue. Osmos report something that's considered bad or integration of open data in all cases. There is no information. So when we use just some rules, we skip the other part. With all of this, a bit detail about MapCSS, what is it? We have the selector here. Here's the rules that check there is not single way right, and single way left. In this case, it raises a warning. The standard warning from JSON is a true warning with some ugly message error, but it's nice in JSON. We group the issue to have some kind of nice label here. And the two next are specific to Osmos, is where to classify this report in Osmos. So there is somewhere in the menu with some level of issue. And in Osmos, we also have a different classification. This classification groups is for JSON, and this one is for Osmos, because in Osmos, we can have no display of this. We can filter by thematic. So you can only filter by cycloway report, for example. And the last one is auto-check. It's something to have a test of the rules itself in the test. So we can self-test all the rules. So, as MapCSS is implemented over a few tools, but many tools, and it can do tax validation, some simple. It can do check with multiple objects or tags, and even geometrical like intersect or proximity check. So the idea is it may be a common language for writing validation rules across tools, but no tools write or rewrite or port rules over other tools. So there is duplication and there is rules everywhere. The idea here is why we don't start a common project to port all these rules in the common bucket and together use these rules or use the part it can support of these rules in these tools. And so we can do with the same rules pre-validation in the editor like JSON, even ID, and post-validation in tool like Osmos. And contribution on these rules make all these things. So, just like I said, that is about the map CSS. So the idea is now how we can make this common repository, or we can fix the differences between different tools like JSON have error warning information, and Osmos have a level of impact in the map. And there is some other details in the implementation. It's very specific things like checking in area or so on, whatever. So there is a URL of the OpenStreetMap website, and the map CSS documentation, in fact, is the implementation of JSON, but it's a better documentation on map CSS today. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions?
Can you quickly say how we can, how I can add my own sources to this open data thing? I was quickly checking the wiki. I did not find the place. Is it difficult, or is it coding needed, or just I connect the URL somehow?
To add a new open data, is that the question? Yes. Basically, it's a configuration. It's a full configuration here for basic rental station of where you park basic in the city, and it's a full configuration. You have to tell where is your data source, how to convert the attribute to OpenStreetMap. There is mapping to be rated. Mapping is here is generate tags and tags. Some are static tags, you write this every time, and some as mapped from attribute. Here, the name of the station in OpenStreetMap is the station name of the dataset.
So I create this integration code to make PR to the GitHub, and you will publish this to the main service.
That's right. The code is integrated in the source code, and then we run it on the Osmos infrastructure. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's great.
Other questions?
Can you describe some of the differences between MapCSS and Cardo CSS?
I have no example here, but there is two competitor languages for designing style. Cardo CSS was started by Mapbox. Is support nested to nested description, so you can have a small code. But we are not interested in this kind of things. Maybe it will be interesting. But JSON already supports MapCSS, no Carto CSS, and there is a large rule set of rules. So it's not really choice. And it works well already with MapCSS.
More questions? Maybe for the meanwhile, say how I make an edit on OSM. How long does it take that my edit is being validated?
Yeah, yeah. The full planet is checked every day on 20 servers. We are working on support diff. So we only check diff when it's possible, but sometimes you move an object and you diff the move, but you have to check the object around, I think around, like if you put a tree inside a root, there is a check for the distance of tree and root. But you can, if you move this and you move the root and what is going on. So it's not easy to work with diff.
Has anyone another question? If that's not the case, let's thank Frederik again for his interesting insights in Osmose. Big round of applause, please.